Good morning. It is Sunday, July the 21st, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor. And Mayor Taylor, I understand, as you are wont to do, you bring me breaking news this morning from a conference call on Friday with the North Carolina Department of Transportation considering tractor trailers on the Gorge Road.
That's right, Chris. As you know, we've been working on trying to address this problem that we have with tractor trailers deciding to drive down the Gorge Road and really wreaking havoc, disruption, and really endangering public safety. So we've been working with North Carolina Department of Transportation, Brian Birch, who is the division engineer in Division 14. We've all been working together. Bob Scott, the mayor of Franklin, has been involved in this initiative, as well as Commissioner Tate of the Macon County Board of Commissioners. So we've all been trying to address this problem, and we had a conference call on Friday. I was basically taking the lead in getting this situation corrected, and here's where we are. DOT has the radar-activated flashing lights that will direct tractor trailers either coming from Franklin or coming from Highlands to turn and avoid the Gorge Road. That system works on the length and size of the vehicle, and as it, for example, comes down Main Street headed toward First Street, if it activates the radar, then lights will flash telling it to turn and use 106 and not go down the Gorge Road. That will be implemented in the next 2 months, and we've already been in conversations with DOT about hooking up to our electrical grid to use this system. That's one part of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
The other part is enforcement and, if you will, deterrence. And that will be much more complicated. We will have to go to our state legislators and senators, Senator Davis and Representative Corbin, and work with them to get a special local legislation passed where cameras can be installed to photograph trucks that ignore that warning and continue to go down the Gorge Road. That will then allow law enforcement the ability to go back, look at the camera footage, and issue a citation based on the current regulation. So that will take longer, but we all agreed that that would be something that needs to be implemented as soon as possible. The issue that we have to deal with, and we'll have to make a case to our representatives who would introduce this as a local option bill, is that it's not a red light system where you just automatically ticket a vehicle that the camera thinks has run a red light.
Mm-hmm.
This would have to be an initiative for the law enforcement officials to build a case. It isn't automatic. So we need to really make sure that the state legislature would understand the distinction, that we're not just automatically doing this, but it's a very special case where people that or truckers that violate this restriction really have put the public in danger by proceeding down the Gorge Road. So that'll take time, but we'll be working on that in the coming months to be able to install those cameras on both ends of the Gorge Road. The other thing that came out of that meeting, Chief Harrell of the Highlands Police Department was, you know, in on the conference call. We've requested that DOT put signs on the Gorge Road and also on 28, encouraging motorists, if you want to be a leaf looker or you're a tourist and you're driving slow, to use those pullover parking spaces, just pull over and let faster traffic, you know, go by. That's been a problem in the past, mm-hmm. where somebody driving 15 miles an hour looking at all the beautiful sights on 64 on the Gorge Road can really create a traffic backup, and it's just a simple matter of if they were aware they can pull over and let traffic pass by. I think it'll be a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Mayor, you had your July board meeting this past Thursday, and I know that there were a number of topics discussed, and there was a special presentation from the Chamber of Commerce on a holiday lighting system for downtown, lights that would be up throughout the holiday season, kind of Thanksgiving on even past Christmas, not just Christmas illumination. What was presented and how was that received?
Hillary Wilf, the president of the chamber for this year, and Kay Craig, a board member, came along with a representative for a company that actually does professional light installation in communities. And the proposal would be to string and place lights on the existing town trees going down Main Street. It was an initial presentation. The board members had a number of questions and concerns. One of the things our public works director, Lamar Nix, was not at that meeting. He was with his son at a college orientation session, and we needed him to be there to answer some questions about how these lights could be hooked up to the electrical grid and so forth. So what we want to do, the board wants to do, is for the folks making the presentation to come back with a more specific design and plan, get some answers from Lamar Nix, also have the planning board, who's involved in making aesthetic decisions with their committee, to review the proposal, make their recommendations, and then the chamber representatives would come back to the board in a final decision on whether to go ahead on that would take place. So it's a thing that I think is very interesting, but we need further information.
Well, I know another big topic of discussion at the board meeting was trash and trash disposal in the town following on the removal of the three dumpsters that were at the mini recycling center at the rec park. What's the latest on the trash talk?
Yes, we had a discussion on trash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we do things in the town, our town manager, the mayor, and we want to sometimes step back and review the decision. Was it a good decision? Does the board think it was, you know, a good decision? And are there alternatives? So that was the spirit in having this discussion about the trash, because as we discussed at our last show, that we had decided, and we being the mayor and the town manager, had decided to remove the three garbage dumpsters from the recycling center at the recreation department. We had concluded that a lot of people from the county were just using that as a primary trash dump, and it was really getting out of hand. We were having odor issues, leaking, and so forth. The board kind of confirmed that that was what should have been done, and they showed no interest in putting any more dumpsters back at the rec park, even in the lower lot, nor anywhere else in town, because without someone actually being there to manage the site, there's a high potential that people will misuse and abuse that facility. So we're not going to go back and put trash dumpsters out around town. Some of the local people in town have been telling me, well, I liked it because I couldn't put my trash out for your sanitation workers to pick it up because the bears would get into the trash and scatter it. That is another problem related to trash disposal, and that is making us bear wise, where we discourage bears from going through the trash cans, whether it be at the commercial level or in the residential areas. So I think we can address two things. One, we can address the bear problem and improve the way we dispose of trash. And our Public Works Committee is already working on this problem. They will be meeting, in the coming weeks to develop a plan where we convert the residential collection over to a toter system. And those toters should be bear resistant, where the bears can't get into the trash cans and scatter trash throughout the residences. If that were to happen, then the need for having some centrally located dumpster where people can dump their trash would be minimized or eliminated altogether. And for the people in the county that are concerned about this and want the town of Highlands to put a dumpster there for their convenience, we are servicing the residents in Highlands who are part of our trash and support our sanitation department. We have no agreement with the county. That is a county problem that needs to be addressed, and the county residents can talk to their commissioners, but we're charged with making sure that the trash is disposed of properly within the town limits of Highlands. Now, with that said, I would be delighted, and the board would be delighted, to work with the county in identifying a site where we could have a convenience center and recycling center that is centrally located to the both the town and the county residents. And let me just add and remind everyone, town residents are also taxpaying county residents. So that would be the ultimate solution to this issue of how we best handle trash. One of the things that I've learned with talking with Lamar Nix, our public works director, is that the ideal place for a convenience center would have a sewer tap hookup. Because mm-hmm. then you could take all of that leakage and odorous type liquids and funnel them right into the sewer system. If not, then you have to have these holding tanks and then properly dispose of the effluent and leakage mm-hmm. from these garbage bags in a proper way by putting them in a sewer system. So that would be the best solution, and that is to find a centrally located convenience center. But in the meantime, we're going to move ahead with implementing those best practices on disposing of the town garbage and addressing the issue of the bears.
Well, speaking of the bears, I want to ask you about a rumor that has been going around town. A lot of folks have noticed that the bears seem to be less in town recently. Some people attribute that to the new bear-proof trash cans that the town has put in. Other people are saying that you're involved in some kind of bear disposal program as opposed to a trash disposal program. What is this all about, and what can you say on that?
Thank you for bringing this up, Chris. And really, I addressed this in my mayor's report on Thursday night. And I just read an editorial in the Highlander where they were saying that, yes, there seems to be less bear activity in the town, but it's not completely eliminated, because our sanitation workers can tell you many incidences where they're still here and they're very active. I also had this past week a mama bear with two cubs coming through my yard looking for food. But it does seem like there are less bears in town this year. And one thing that might be working, as the Highlander noted, is we're improving the way we handle our trash and making things bear resistant, like the street cans downtown. Also, I believe, and I've gotten other people to think, that with this wet season that we've gone through, with a lot of rain, where there's a lot of plant vegetation, especially in the woods, that there might be a lot of food outside of the town in the woods, and they're just going out and enjoying that food source rather than relying on the food here in town. With that said, there has been a rumor that the mayor is directing and coordinating an effort among town workers to systematically poison and kill the bears so we don't have to deal with them in town. At first, I was just kind of amused at such a preposterous, contention. And then it really started to bother me that people would think that I would be willing to go around directing workers to kill bears. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely outrageous. It is totally untrue. And if anybody wants to question me about that, please feel free to give me a call at 828-506-3138, and I'll be happy to discuss this with them.
Well, let's hope that puts that to rest. Mr. Mayor, I know tax bills have gone out, and I'm just wondering, how did things shake out? Did everything fall where it should?
Well, that's interesting. Sally and I received our tax bill this week, and I looked at the tax bill to make sure, for example, the millage rate that we had approved at our previous meeting mm-hmm. was identified and reflective on the tax bill for the town taxes. And lo and behold, it was exactly right. The other thing that I noticed was that, of course, we went from 1 cent per $100 of valuation on the fire tax to 3 cents, because we're going to be building that new facility and moving toward a full-time staffing model. So that was on the bill too. And my fire tax went up from $80 to like $180. So it's quite a jump. And I asked our town manager, who does not live in Highlands, but lives in West Franklin in their fire district, and his valuation of his property is about half of what mine is in Highlands. I asked him, well, what's your fire tax for this year on your bill? And his was something like $230. In other words, they're being charged around 7 cents. What that made me realize, yes, we've had an increase in our fire tax, but still, when you compare it to other fire districts, it's still a very good value. So, yes, I was looking at the tax bill, and I always do this. I know I sound like a stuck record, but I always remind people, when you get your tax bill from Macon County, you'll see a grand total. Mine was like $3,400 this year. About $900 and something was my town tax. The $2,200 plus was my county tax. So I've had people come up and just say, think that the county tax and the Highlands tax, it's all together, and we're getting all that money for the town of Highlands. That is not the case. The millage rate for the county, I believe, was somewhere around 37 cents. For Highlands, it was 15.65. So you pay a lot more money if you're a resident of Highlands. You pay more money in county taxes than you do in town taxes. Mm-hmm. So I just like to make that distinction, that people that live in Highlands, yes, you do pay a town tax, but you also pay a county tax. If you live outside of the town of Highlands, you just pay the county tax. And again, I like to make that distinction. I was just making the distinction on the radio show that, you know, we have town operations like collecting trash, and it's not something that's a county function, it's a town function.
On that note, we will wrap up this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor for joining us this morning, and we both wish you a pleasant Sunday.